Mike, I understand you and some of your cohorts were in Tallahassee recently. Tell us what you were doing there.
Well, we were. Florida Citrus Mutual was well represented with Mr. Vic Story, our president, as well as Larry Black and Mark Wheeler, board members, attended. It was a most interesting trip. When you go to Tallahassee and we want to make sure we've got mutual's face and issues out in front for all our legislators, it truly became apparent very quickly two things on their mind. One, redistricting, a huge issue in Tallahassee. And Florida Citrus Mutual also has a grave interest. We want to make sure as the new boundaries and lines that are drawn for state senators and representatives that we don't carve away or take any of our agricultural interest away. And the preliminary maps look very favorable. Certainly, no one signed off. They have not been approved on the proposed maps. So that's another issue that we'll monitor throughout the legislative process.
While we're talking about Tallahassee, Mutual, I think, and I assume some others in the industry have worked together. You have some sponsors for a bill that would alter 601, which, of course, governs the Department of Citrus, the Citrus Commission.
Well, you know, that was part of the discussions on a most recent trip. And I have to say that everyone is very supportive and thankful that the work that the Legislative Oversight Committee that the Department of Citrus established that worked on 601, because now we can go back to our representatives and senators and share with them that the proposed revisions to 601 were fully vetted by the industry, and all organizations are supportive of the proposed changes to 601. Pleased to report that Representative Ben Albritton on the House side, as well as on the Senate side, Senator J.D. Alexander, are not only supportive, but they will be sponsors of the proposed legislation. We expect that legislation to be identical to what the industry recommended. We're in very, very good shape for this legislation starting early January to be introduced, and I suspect would move very quickly through the legislative review.
Of course, last year there were changes to 601. Mutual asked Governor Scott to veto those changes. Now, do you feel like he's going to be supportive of the changes you've got going up there now with this new bill?
Absolutely. Most recently, with the new 2011-12 crop estimate at the breakfast, Governor Rick Scott joined us. We shared with him many of our concerns, everything from research to the proposed changes to 601. And we believe that Governor Rick Scott will be very supportive. We expect him to agree and sign off on the legislation as soon as that is ultimately submitted to him. So as far as changes to 601, we're in great shape. We have the full Florida Citrus Commission, industry support. We have two strong agricultural leaders with Representative Albritton, Senator J.D. Alexander, and the governor's office certainly, I believe, will sign off and move it quickly. So I think that's a real win for the industry. We also, when we were in Tallahassee, shared with key leaders in the state of Florida that the Florida citrus grower continues to make an investment. $15 million a year in research dollars. And even though the state appropriations have suggested a small, not even matching, but $2 or $3 million to supplement that effort, that was vetoed in the last 2 years by our governors, Charlie Crist and Rick Scott. We're again trying to seek appropriations to supplement the growers' funding of research. And we also have already reached out to Rick Scott to make sure if we're successful of getting appropriations this year, that that would not get vetoed when it goes to his desk.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.